good morning. And, thank you very much indeed for your welcome this morning. I have to confess I have driven past this place many, many times, but it is actually the first time I've been in the building, so it's very good to be with you, and it's actually lovely to see one or two familiar faces as well, so that's very good. I wonder how many of you have heard of the work of Gideon's. Can we just have a show of hands? Oh, lots. Yeah, forest of hands. Excellent. Right, so a good recognition there. But could I ask how you know of the work? Any context in particular? Anyone prepared to volunteer? Yes, please.
I've got the Gideon Bible as well at secondary school.
Secondary school? Yes, excellent. Any others?
I was going to say I was given a Bible at secondary school.
At school? Very good.
Hotel rooms.
Yes. Great. Okay. Well, clearly we have a good awareness of the work. We are now known, as Sean has said, in the UK as Good News for Everyone. There were reasons for that change of identity. It's a new name, but the work is still exactly the same. And our mission is introducing everyone to the Lord Jesus Christ. And our aim is to put scriptures into the hands of people who do not know Jesus for themselves. We believe that the Lord uses his word, the Bible, and explains through that the way of salvation through belief in Jesus. Could I ask if you have any idea of what proportion of the homes in the UK don't have a Bible? Any of them? Most of them? It's not quite that bad, but it's not great. Any other suggestions?
80%.
Well, I'm told it's in the order of 50%, which is still pretty horrendous, actually. No wonder so many children are growing up knowing very little about the basics of the Christian faith. So, you might ask, what does our local branch of Good News do here? Well, this is our geographical area. Tricia and I are part of the Hearts Mid branch, and that extends from Hoddesdon in the east, to Redbourne in the west, from Potter's Bar in the south, Old Wellen in the north. So that embraces the towns of St Albans, Harpenden, Hatfield, Hartford. So, let's look at some of the specific areas in which we are exercising our ministry. Schools and universities. Locally, we go into many of the secondary schools, and some here today have already testified to that. What I imagine you would probably have received would be something looking like that. A New Testament. It contains the Psalms and the Proverbs. The secondary schools, many of them welcome us, but reluctantly, I have to say, some are much less keen to have us in. And we go in not to preach, but to hand out scripture. In the last 12 months in our local area, we've been able to hand out just under 2,000 of these. And all of our scriptures include a help section at the front. This one has particular areas directing you to scriptures which might be helpful in circumstances like being angry or being bullied, choosing a career, having family problems. And some of the distributions are done directly by us. Some are done by STEP, which I think is a charity that you're involved with here and know about their work. They do excellent work in local secondary schools. And by Christian teachers as well, who do distribute these on our behalf. We also go into some primary schools. And what we use there is what we call a Discover magazine. And it's a program of religious education presented in a way that appeals to primary school children. And that has been well received in a number of the primary schools. But I want to tell you about one man. His name is Richard. And he was given a New Testament, like many, at school. And this was during the 1970s, a long time ago. Richard did not actually read his New Testament for some time. But he was very unsettled about 20 years ago. You'll recall the terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers in New York. And at that time, Richard dug out his New Testament and started reading it. And in due course, he came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as did his wife about 6 months later. Richard is now serving as a pastor in a church, and he wrote a letter to the Gideons at that time when he was appointed there. And he said, these are his words, "Please be encouraged in your work that God's word does not return to him empty." You see, we never know how God will use the scriptures that we give out. In the past, we've also had the opportunity to go into the local university and hand out New Testaments at the Freshers Fair. Another field in which we work has already been mentioned is in hotels. And what you may find in your hotel room, normally in the bedside drawer, is one of these, a Bible. And the reason for leaving Bibles there is that often in hotels there are people who have difficulties, who are going through hard times, they may be sad or lonely, and they may pick up a Bible and look at it in their room, including that help section at the front. Obviously, COVID brought some real challenges for the work because no reading materials were left in hotel rooms. Some hotels are now putting Bibles back in the rooms again. Others are still reluctant. Recently, we had the opportunity, shown up there on the slide on the top left, to put 30 Bibles into a hotel in Hartford. We also put 180 of these Bibles into a conference centre in Hoddesdon. And leading up to the coronation of King Charles III, we knew that hotels in central London would be fully booked over that period, every room occupied. So a team of people from Good News visited all 1,000 hotels in the central area of London, aim being to provide Bibles or top up any that had gone missing. Tricia and I went out as part of that team, and we visited an interesting range of establishments, I think it would be true to say. At one end of the spectrum, we had the Chelsea Harbour Hotel. You can't see it too well there, but it's the one at the bottom in the middle, the boats moored outside. They don't have rooms, they have luxury suites, 158 of them. Looked very nice indeed if you can afford to be there. At the other end of the spectrum, we had the Citygate. They called it Kensington. I would call it Earl's Court, to be honest, but the place in the bottom right. They had 7 very small rooms rented out. The manager said there wasn't space for Bibles in the rooms, but she did then agree that she was happy to take Coronation New Testaments and took one for each room there. And these Coronation New Testaments are, again, New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, but with the coronation crest on the front, and also inside saying that it is produced to commemorate the coronation. These have been extremely well received, I have to say. We also, as part of that, not ourselves, but others in the team, visited 3 Marriott hotels, and they were happy to take 1,300 Bibles between them. So we were greatly encouraged by that. Another area of our work is in hospitals and care homes. We actually recently had the opportunity to help the next branch north from here to place the New Testaments in patients' bedside lockers in Lister Hospital in Stevenage. But, of course, hospitals, again, have particular issues, not just relating to COVID, but on their day-to-day operation, obviously, not wanting to pass on germs from one patient to another. So the way we've got round that is by having these New Testaments shrink-wrapped, and so they can be easily sanitized from one patient to the next. And what we say is, if a patient wants to read it, take off the shrink wrapping, read it, take it home with you, and we'll replace it with another fresh shrink-wrapped one for subsequent patients. These, again, have worked well, and it was great at Lister to be able to do that work. I'd like to tell you about one lady, and her son was in hospital. The son had phoned his mother from his bed. He was in a cardiac ward. And he said to her that he'd been reading Psalm 23. He'd been very moved by what he had read. And he wanted to tell people about that when he came home. Well, sadly, that young man didn't come out of hospital. But the fact that he gave indications of having come to faith was a great comfort to his mother. And the instrument of change in him was the Bible. We also work in care homes, and we have large print New Testaments available for those with impaired eyesight. But we've also got a slightly different format of scripture, which has proved to be very well received in care homes. We call them Hope magazines. They look like this. They have a full John's Gospel, selection of Psalms, also a help section. But they're presented in a way that's visually appealing. They have a lot of a full colour photography, some really quite appealing images. And what we find is that often people in care homes who wouldn't necessarily sit and read a book are very happy to take one of these, to flick through them, look at the images, and read a selection of scriptures as they go through. So again, these have been a great way of getting God's word to people in these places. Wherever we can, we used badge testaments. These are obviously particularly relevant with the police, firefighters, ambulance crews, paramedics, but also clubs and young people's organisations. We personalise them if we can using their crest of their club or their organisation, just making them more personal and more appealing. Last year, Tricia and I were at the Hertfordshire County Show, and we joined with our friends from Farming Christian Link, and we distributed nearly 600 New Testaments. They too were sort of made relevant to the situation because they're green-coloured testaments. They have a barley sheaf on the front, a logo of the Seed of Life, and also a prayer at the back that's particularly relevant to those working on the land. And again, many of these were, as I say, 600 were taken, and that's been a great way of getting God's word out to people in that community. We also go into prisons. There is one not too far from here, just the other side of Hemel Hempstead. People in prison are often sad and lonely, and sometimes they feel like they've got nothing left to live for. Let me tell you about one man, Andy. We actually heard Andy a couple of years ago. He's a delightful guy, very modest, but with quite a powerful story to tell. Andy, his life had gone out of control, really. And he was in prison. and he was on a life sentence because he had killed someone. Life in prison for him had become very difficult indeed. He had lost all hope. He really didn't want to live anymore. And he was making preparations in his cell to take his own life. But in that cell, there was a small Bible. And Andy said that he felt it was as if God was telling him to pick it up and read it. And as he read the Gospels, he realized his own personal need of Jesus. And he put his faith in Jesus. And he said, these are again his own words, "If no Bible had been in that prison cell, I would be in hell right now instead of living my life in the joy of the Lord." I'm pleased to say Andy is now out of prison. And he is helping other people when they come out of prison. But you see, we simply do not know how the Lord will use his word. Our role within Good News is to put scripture into the hands of unbelievers wherever they may be. A lot of our members do personal witnessing as well, often using these ones. Quite a quality feel, leather bound, rather nice feel to them. And many use the opportunities, the person sitting next to them on a train, the Amazon delivery driver, the plumber, whoever they come in contact, to share something of God's word with them. So, you might ask, how can you help? Well, we have a number of leaflets. You'll find on your chair, and do please take these away, the yellow leaflet, and it gives you an overview of the work, gives you some insight into what we're doing. The blue leaflet, there are some on the table behind, relates specifically to finance, and the red leaflet is how to contact us and to know more. The Good News for Everyone website does include tabs now to become a friend or become a member to get more involvement with the work. In our local branch, we have about 9 or 10 active members. We always welcome others, either as supporters, who we call friends, or as full members. Tricia and I will be around after the service. And we'd be delighted to tell you a bit more about the work. Do come and have a chat with us. The slide up on the screen just gives you an indication of how donations are used. The admin costs are all covered by member subscriptions and giving. So what is given as donations is available to procure scripture for distribution. Excuse me. I'd like to just leave you with some prayer points. And again, you've got hard copies of these on your chairs. Do pray that the Lord would open doors for this work. As I mentioned before, schools and hotels are generally becoming harder. But do give thanks for the events where we've been able to distribute large numbers of scriptures. The county show, the Freshers Fair, and do pray for events that we're able to attend this coming year. We hope again to be at the Hearts County Show. Do pray for new supporters. Is the Lord calling you? The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few and indeed getting older. Let me tell you that when Tricia and I joined the local branch, we reduced the average age of members, so draw your own conclusions from that. The Lord is blessing the work, but much of the fruit we will only see in heaven. So, thank you again for your time this morning. Do please pray for the work, and do come and have a chat with us afterwards. And do we have time for a question, Sean?
Yeah.